Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A U.S. soldier told a story about something he saw in the old Soviet Union. He was watching from a distance and noticed two shepherds coming toward each other, meeting at a road, walking toward each other from opposite sides of the valley. They were each leading flocks of hundreds of sheep. The two shepherds were apparently friends, and they stopped at the road and talked for several minutes. While they were talking, the sheep began mixing into one huge group. There wasn't much to watch in rural Russia, so the soldier was fascinated by what he saw. He couldn't imagine how complicated it would be to sort out which sheep belonged to which shepherd. They all looked identical. After a few minutes, the two shepherds said goodbye and took off again in opposite directions, following their original course. The first shepherd let out a brief shout, and half of the combined herd of sheep started following him. The second shepherd gave out a short little yell, and the other half began following him. In just a matter of seconds, both herds were separated again, following their shepherd. These shepherds didn't need an elaborate sorting system or a detailed plan for keeping track of whose sheep was whose. The sheep knew their voice. Sheep know the voice of their shepherd. In addition to being Mother's Day, today is also Good Shepherd Sunday, the day that we remember Jesus as our shepherd, as the one who provides for us, guides us, and keeps us safe. So to help us think about this morning, we're going to walk through these verses from this psalm, the most famous psalm, Psalm 23, that we read earlier today. Before we dive in, let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for being our good shepherd. As we remember and honor our mothers today, we thank you also for how they love us and provide for us. We think of the picture that they give us of your love for us and your provision for us. Help us to also remember that you perfectly love us and you perfectly provide for us. Bless our time in this passage this morning. Use your holy word to work in our hearts, stirring up life and repentance. In your name we pray. Amen. Our shepherd provides what we need. Listen again to these first two verses of Psalm 23. You know them well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. This is a picturesque scene of sheep with their shepherd, isn't it? You can just imagine a perfect spring day. The temperature is perfect. There are just the right amount of clouds in the sky and breeze on the air. When you need to eat, there's no shortage of beautiful green grass. There's a calm and safe stream nearby for whenever you need to drink. There is everything a sheep could ever want. All of their needs are provided for by a shepherd who is doing everything he can for his precious sheep. This scene, though, feels different from what we experience, doesn't it? I shall not want may be true in a Terry Redland painting or a Norman Rockwell painting, but not in our lives. Life is hardly ever as easy or painless or carefree as these verses seem to describe. We're reminded every day that we live in a broken world, not a picturesque one. Fathers walk away, leaving single mothers to raise their children. Boys, young boys fall into a cycle, a never-ending, cruel cycle of drug abuse and recovery. Girls get trapped in a world of shame, and they search for approval in all the wrong places. I shall not want. All too often we are in want. We do have needs, and things aren't perfect. If Jesus is our good shepherd, why doesn't he care about these things? Why can't we have green pastures? The hills of Israel, in the time of David, the time of Jesus, and still true today, are arid, dry, and rocky. When we think of green pastures, we think of farmland, don't we? We think of tall, thick green grass that waves in the gentle breeze. But there was no luscious green pastures in Israel. The wind that blew over the Mediterranean Sea would bring small amounts of moisture onto these rocks, these arid, rocky hills. Just enough moisture for little tufts of grass to grow. Just little tufts of grass. Shepherds would find a hillside and slowly lead his sheep across the hill, where the sheep could find these little tufts of grass. This is what green pastures meant to David. Not a never-ending supply of food for the sheep, but enough food for the day. The shepherd gives the sheep what they need for right now. Tomorrow, the shepherd will take care of the sheep. Worry about tomorrow, tomorrow. The sheep trusted the shepherd. Our good shepherd does care about our physical needs, and he does provide us with green pastures and still waters. He gets us through the day. He gives us the spiritual food and the spiritual drink that daily provides for our greatest needs, the bread of life and living water. John 6 says, Jesus said to them, "For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Our good shepherd provides what we need. He also guides us through our lives. Here again, verses 3 and 4. "He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff," what do? "They comfort me." Now, this is a more accurate picture of our lived reality, isn't it? Not a picturesque one, not a picturesque green field, but the valley of the shadow of death. We feel that, don't we? Another translation has "the darkest field." Everywhere we turn these days, we're harshly confronted with the fact that we are living in a very fractured world. I'm not even very old, but I can still feel that there are less and less moments of carefree innocence in our world today, and more examples of evil and brokenness. But our good shepherd guides us. Even though we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, with sickness and disease on one side of us and pain and heartbreak on the other, we are not alone. The most important tool a shepherd has is what? His staff. A shepherd's staff. Shepherds keep their staff with them at all times. They're constantly using their shepherd's staff to guide and protect their sheep. A staff can be used to poke and guide a sheep when it's wandering off the trail. A staff can be used to fight off wild animals, like a bear or a lion who wants to break up and harm the flock. The hook of a staff can be used to grab a sheep when he's in a dangerous situation and bring him back to where he needs to be. All shepherds have a staff, and our good shepherd has one too. The staff that our good shepherd uses to guide us through our lives, the Word of God. This is the staff of our good shepherd. In this book are rules and requirements that show us what we should do, and where we should go, and how we should live. The law of God is a guide that shows us how life works best. It's a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. If we are wandering away from the shepherd's good, safe trail, the law of God will correct us and bring us back to where we should be. If we're caught in a dangerous place with a temptation right before us, the shepherd's staff of God's word will fend off the devil and beat him back to where he came from. And the staff will hook us and bring us back to safety. The shepherd's staff also gave the sheep comfort. We are led in paths of righteousness, of holiness, of purity, of goodness. This righteousness is not ours. Remember what it said? We are led to walk along the path of Christ's righteousness. For His name's sake, it said. The obedient and perfect life that Christ lived paved a road for us to follow. The path might lead through some scary and dangerous places, a valley of sickness, a curve of persecution, a hill of an unexpected burden. But the path itself is sure. Our Good Shepherd leads us on this path of Christ's righteousness. His worthiness becomes our worthiness. His perfect record becomes our perfect record. His inheritance becomes our inheritance. And His resurrection becomes one day our resurrection. Those who wander from the path of righteousness give up the sure, safe footing of Christ's path. They instead choose to go their own way and find their own path, find their own way, and rely on their own worth and their own record and their own abilities. At Judgment Day, these wandering sheep will need to answer for their countless sin, and they won't have the sure, safe path of Christ and His righteousness to stand upon. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is what? Everlasting life, eternal life. Our Good Shepherd guides us through our lives. He also keeps us safe from all threats. The last two verses of Psalm 23. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The path of life that we walk often goes through valleys of shadow of death. But we also come across threats and dangers as we walk this path. Lions trying to snatch us out of the safe arms of our Good Shepherd. Wolves trying to deceive us and ensnare us. But even in the presence of my enemies, our Good Shepherd protects, guides, and provides for us. All the days of our life, our Good Shepherd will love us. All the days of our lives, we will be anointed and set apart, chosen to be in the flock of God's family. All the days of our lives, we will live in the perfectly safe and secure house of the Lord. Our Good Shepherd protects us and wants only the best for His sheep, and He will go to great lengths to give this to us. He said in John 10 from our gospel lesson today, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd sacrifices His life for His sheep. There's another story about a shepherd in Israel about 50 years ago. He led his sheep into a walled-off area for the night, got them all into the enclosure, and then he laid down in the entryway, and he fell asleep. He was jolted awake by the sound of a wolf attacking his sheep. The wolf had the sheep in his strong jaws, but the shepherd hit the wolf with his staff and started wrestling it, ignoring the wolf's strong bites and scratches, trying to protect his sheep and return it to safety. The shepherd killed the wolf with his staff and rescued the sheep, but a few hours later he died from his wounds. He was found holding the sheep in his arms. The newspaper headline the next day read, Sheep alive, covered in the shepherd's blood. Our Good Shepherd keeps us safe with His blood, His life for ours. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our promise. This is our hope. The path of our lives may wander through challenging terrain and difficult valleys, but it's a stable and firm path laid by Christ Himself. And as beloved sheep of the Good Shepherd, we will be loved forever. Amen.